Welcome back. My name is A.B. Ridgway. I'm the host of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things in My Mom's Favorite Christian Financial Advisor. And today we are talking about retirement. Now, despite a healthy economy, many Americans worry about retirement. Today, we're going to hear a story of an 88-year-old woman who is struggling to keep up with inflation. She retired years ago. She had a pension, but that $25,000 pension is not lasting long. She's doing less and less and less. And unfortunately, if we don't do something about our retirement savings, we will be in the same situation. But I want you to listen to her story, because this is a story of a majority of Americans now, and is going to be if you don't make a change.
88-year-old Jacqueline James taught public school in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania for 3 decades before retiring in 1998.
You worked for 30 years, you paid into your pension.
And every month. Every single check you pay into Social Security and your pension. You knew you were never going to make a lot of money, and you knew that you were building your retirement.
Yet, through a quirk of state law, she and about 70,000 other retired public workers in Pennsylvania have had zero cost of living adjustments in over 20 years. The $25,000 a year she gets now is the same it was then, while the cost of living has nearly doubled.
Brothers and sisters, this is exactly what we're talking about when we say make sure you are saving and you are investing while you can. Imagine if she saved $25,000 in a mattress and that $25,000 never grew. This is exactly what's happening to her now. Her money that she had is not getting what they call cost of living adjustments. If you're not investing, if you're not making your money grow, it's going to be stagnant just like this check.
She's given up cable TV, cut out some of her favorite foods, even stopped buying mulch for her flower beds.
I do less and less and less. I'm always figuring, what can I stop doing now? What can I stop doing now?
Of course, most of today's workers won't have pensions. According to the Federal Reserve, just 22%. Far more common now are retirement accounts like a 401k, where the burden is on you to save enough to last a lifetime.
You know, I know I just paused it, but I want to pause this one more time, because this is what I really don't like about the news, right? Is that this piece seems to be attacking pension plans, soon maybe the federal government. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. But they're saying 401k is a burden on you to save. Of course, where's the burden going to be? Is it going to be on your mom? Is it going to be on your employer? Is it going to be on the government? It is on you to save for your retirement. Retirement is not some gift that comes with life. Oh, okay, I'm born, I live, and I get a retirement. That's how it should go, right? No, it doesn't go that way. It is do it yourself. You have a responsibility, but if you're listening to Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things with A.B. Ridgway, you are taking the steps necessary to take accountability for your future. And that is the beautiful part. A majority of Americans are not listening to programs like this because either one, they're not scared enough, or two, they don't think that the threats are real. But as you're hearing these stories over and over and over again, the threat is not only real, it is harder than what we even imagine. Because it's almost like the grasshopper and the ant. We play all summer, we joke and laugh, but when winter comes, when it's time to wind down our life, we realize we didn't save any food during the summer like the ant did. Now, which one are you going to be? Are you going to be the grasshopper, or are you going to be the ant? But regardless, the burden is on you.
Just a ways up the road from Stroudsburg, Victor Martins and his son Jonathan run a family construction business.
Do you feel ready to retire now in this economy?
No.
You've got a 401k and an IRA?
Yes.
Do you think that'll be enough for you to retire on someday?
I don't think so, personally.
And that's even though they are saving. Nearly half of American families have no savings in retirement accounts at all. That retirement insecurity explains some of today's pessimism in a strong economy, says economist Teresa Ghilarducci.
We don't have a pension system that's designed to last for as long as people are going to last, to 90s and 100s. We're putting people in little boats and floating them off into the to the ocean and saying you have to take care of yourself.
For many, Social Security is a lifeboat, but was never meant to be the sole source of retirement income. On Victor Martin's job sites, business is brisk, but he worries about the future.
We've diversified ourselves. I've got an IRA. We're putting money back into the business. So hopefully I can still, take a paycheck from that.
Diversification is no longer an option for Jacqueline James.
I'm disturbed. I'm disgusted. And I don't know that I can do anything about it.
She's left to hope the law changes so she can finally get a raise.
And once again, she's a very unique situation. There's a couple of things about this situation that's different than a majority of Americans. One, she did contribute to a pension plan, so she was good enough to have at least $25,000 a year, which was really good back then. Two, she is affected by policymakers and the rule that was passed in her specific state. Three, it seems like she's even cutting back and she's making changes, so she's doing the right thing, but this system has failed her. It doesn't fail a majority of individuals. And my last point is that financial literacy wasn't available as much as it is today. Right now, you could do a quick Google search about your 401k or your IRA or speak out to a financial advisor. Back then, a financial advisor was really something just for the wealthy. Common people didn't really have access to all this good information, but now you do. You're even listening to it on a podcast. Maybe you're on for a walk, or maybe you're sitting at your home, or maybe you're about to doze off. Who knows? I don't know how you listen to me. But the point I'm trying to make is we have to make the conscious decision to save for ourselves. Nobody is going to save us. We have to plan for our future, and we can't depend, once again, on our employers or depend on other people to save us, because no one is coming to save us. We have to learn to cut back, because you've heard story after story. These individuals have to cut back. They have to cut their cable. They can't even feed their plants, right? But you can do that now and save that money so you don't have to cut back so much, just in case there's no living adjustments. Once again, Social Security is not going to save you. Your 401k is not going to save you. Your lifestyle is going to save you, because there's no amount of money that you can save that you can't spend. I bet if I give you $3 million, you can find something to spend it on. It has very little to do with the amount of money that you make. I know people who are broke, living paycheck to paycheck, who make $1 million, $2 million a year. And I know people who are super wealthy, happy, who make less than $100,000, and they can live a life that they truly want because they're low maintenance. They have family, friends that they spend time with, other things that have nothing to do with just trying to spend. And ladies and gentlemen, if you are a spender, the economy always is going to look bad. Just like she said, even in a strong economy, if you're not saving, if you're one of the 46% of Americans who don't have a lot of savings, then of course the economy is going to look bad. Once again, we have some solutions. If you don't have our ebook, The Four Pillars to Christian Investing, I'm going to put it up here. Let me get out the way. I'm going to put it up here. If you're on YouTube, you can actually see the picture of it. I'm putting it up here. You could download it. The link is in the description. If you need help with your retirement, or you recently retired and you just need some guidance, make sure that you click the link in the description. You can schedule a consultation with me, AB Ridgeway. I'm a certified private wealth advisor. I have over a decade of experience helping you with your finances and getting you to your destination. Well, that is it for me. My name is AB Ridgeway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.